Welcome to Christchurch Manchester Sermon Podcast.
We are one church that meets in various locations across Greater Manchester.
For more information about who we are or where we meet,
please visit www.christchurchmanchester.com.
Today, we're going to look at a story where some people, this group of women, they go looking for one thing, but they don't find it. They find nothing there. But what they did discover would transform their lives, and it would change the world for eternity. The story we're going to be looking at today is the greatest story to ever be recorded. It's the greatest event to ever take place. And we're going to see how in this story we find life, we find hope, and we find freedom. So we're going to be reading about the resurrection of Jesus. 3 days after he was left to die on a cross, and his lifeless body was taken away and sealed in a tomb. So this morning we're going to read from Luke chapter 24. When these women who would have been friends, disciples, followers of Jesus, they came to the tomb one morning, and they expected to find a tomb with a dead body inside. These women expect to find a tomb with the dead body of Jesus. And why would they not? On their way over, they don't expect anything unusual. They saw Jesus die. They saw him take his last breath. And they know what has happened, and they know what happens when people die. They stay dead. And now they are on their way to the tomb, but instead of a closed tomb and a dead body, the stone is rolled away and there is no body. Okay? By any stretch of the imagination, this is quite the turn of events. And these women go from sorrow, absolute sorrow, despair, kind of confusion, wonder, amazement, joy in a very short space of joy, a very short space of time, and all for one reason. This story is quite the comeback, isn't it? And I think there's nothing quite like a comeback story. I think we love it in our films, in sports, we love a comeback. And so this morning, I wanted to share probably one of my big comeback stories of my life. And that was about 17 years ago now, on a Friday night in Nottingham, okay, when my beloved football club, Yeovil Town FC, they were playing the second leg of their playoffs against Nottingham Forest. So a really big team, very little team. And we'd lost the first leg 2-0 at home. And so it was despair. There was no hope. There was no chance whatsoever. It was a formality until we went to Nottingham and we won the second leg 5-2, okay? And there was jubilation. There was probably the most kind of pure emotion I have ever kind of experienced in a moment. In a small pocket of people who were happy and a really big amount of people who were totally unhappy in Nottingham. But that is a comeback story, isn't it? But do you know what? We are all in need of a comeback story. And our world is in desperate need of a comeback story. And one that doesn't just last for a nice Friday evening and is followed by kind of years of disappointment to come. And our comeback doesn't start from being 2 goals down with 10 minutes to go. It starts with our brokenness. It starts with the brokenness of the world around us. The sin that has separated us from perfect relationship with God. In Jesus, God has given us the comeback story that we could never have written or achieved ourselves. Jesus lived the perfect life. He laid down his life for us, the perfect sacrifice for our sin. And he rose again. That is what we are celebrating this morning. He defeated death and sin and darkness once and for all. Now, maybe you're here this morning and you're thinking, I hear what you're saying, but this comeback is not for me. I've done this, I'm too far gone. But do you know what? This comeback is for you. This comeback is for all of us. In Jesus' death and resurrection, he has shown his absolute love for us and his absolute power and authority over everything to make a way back for us into relationship with him, to make this world right again. The resurrection of Jesus is the hope, the life, the freedom we all need. So, these women are expecting to see a dead body and are met with an empty tomb. And then an angel greets them and says, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, he is risen." What amazing words. I'm just going to read those again. Let those sink in. "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, he has risen." The one who they saw die, and with that, their friend, their Messiah, their own personal hope, kind of dying with him, is now alive. Somehow, this very ordinary but grief-stricken mourning is suddenly transformed into something wonderful. And joy is born in their hearts. This morning, we celebrate that he is alive. And because of that, we have hope. This group of women on this morning, they were faced with life's deepest problem. And they found life's ultimate solution. For this group of women, this was a mourning, a walk to the tomb of deep sorrow. And in their walk in that morning, they are confronting the most stark problem we face as humans, the finality, the pain of death. But their walk of sorrow turns to one of joy because of the risen Lord Jesus. Now, I was at a funeral a couple of weeks ago, and funerals are really hard, aren't they? It was a secular funeral, so there was no mention of God, no mention of Jesus. Right at the end of the service, the officiant, I think, kind of from my memory, in her closing remarks, she says, "But we have a hope, a confidence in the resurrection to come." And hearing this, to be honest, it threw me, because it left me thinking, where did that come from? Where in this story has death been defeated? Where is the resurrection? As Christians, we have assurance that the greatest problem we face has an emphatic and final answer. That there was one person with the power to defeat death for us, and his name was Jesus. And that assurance is not optimistic, it is not pleasant thinking, it is birthed from the person of Jesus, our risen King. The risen Jesus, the perfect, sinless one who bears the scars of the cross of our sin on his resurrected body. Today, we celebrate that he is risen. We celebrate Jesus' greatest victory over the greatest problem. There is hope, there is life, there is freedom for you and for me because of the resurrection of Jesus. In this life, there are times where we really do walk through the valley of the shadow of death, where the brokenness of this world is particularly acute and personal. But we do not need to fear death. We do not need to be in fear, because we know that darkness and death will not and can never have the final say. And we know this because of the risen Lord Jesus. He is risen. The grief, the pain that we experience in this life is real, but so is God's victory over it. This hope is glorious for where we are today, and it is glorious for our eternal future in a loving relationship with God, free from the death, sin, and brokenness that he has defeated. The angel said to these women as they discover the empty tomb, "Why are you looking for the living among the dead?" This Easter, where are we looking for our hope? Where are we looking for our life? As we celebrate the empty tomb, as we celebrate that Jesus is risen, our answer is crystal clear. We know where life comes from. We know where our salvation is. We know the one person who was able to triumph over our greatest problem that we personally and collectively face. There is hope in the darkest circumstances that we may face because of Jesus' victory over death. So this morning, we celebrate that Jesus is risen from the dead. He is alive and he reigns and he has conquered. And because of what he has done, we have confidence in what he is doing, in his love for us, in his character, in his power, in his supremacy. And I'm going to kind of come to a close in a second. And today, as we celebrate together that Jesus is alive, that there is life and salvation in Jesus, I just wanted to have the opportunity to share, to give glory and light to the work that the risen Jesus does in our life and the life that he brings. It's such a joy to see the work of Jesus, the transformational work of Jesus in our lives. And for the years since the resurrection of Jesus, we have seen the church grow. And we have seen millions of people be transformed because that tomb was empty. Because Jesus, the perfect one, died the perfect death and conquered death for us. And because of that, our lives can be changed. We can know a life changed in Jesus. And if that is something you have questions about, or you have an experience for yourself, I'd love you to just ask questions. It's wonderful hearing from Gemma. And all of us here as Christians, we will have stories of what life in Jesus has been for us and how that has changed and transformed us. So in a second, we're going to have more time of worship. The kids are going to come and we're going to pray. We are going to celebrate that he is risen. Maybe Hannah or anyone else in the band might need a poke to kind of like come back in this room in a sec. But this morning, maybe this is new for you. And what I would say is, as I said before, this comeback, this resurrection is for you. That love, that salvation is for you. And maybe we're here this morning and we've been coming to church for maybe a long time, and I just think that reminder that he has done it, that the greatest problem that we face has no hold of us because he has done it, because Jesus is alive. And I just encourage us to worship and enjoy that this morning.
Thanks for listening.
To explore this sermon or learn more about our church, please navigate to the links provided in this podcast description.
From there, you can connect with us on social media. And you're welcome to check out the music links featured in this episode from our very own musicians.
You can also discover current events and information about where we meet on Sundays and various groups or community projects that you can join in with.
If you're interested in knowing more about us or wish to join us for one of our meetings, please reach out.
Simply drop us an email at hello@ccm.org.uk.
We look forward to connecting with you.